cans and the bottles that sit all over the floor at the foot of the bed. Call out to the Lord, but he couldn't exist. At least that's what I'm led to believe. Tend to believe when people so tender to me. And in their teens, I got a gripe with the ripe fruit. I resent having a present. I present the tense that you was left in as evidence of such a statement. I miss having your friendship. Instead, I got a procession to wait in. I understand that life's not fair. Proof by the truth that for you, life's not there.
But if I had to be bitter for the rest of my life, I'd feel that I was wasting what you did best of my life.
And that was love. Laugh and be as tough as nails when I told you I would peel skin and cut myself. So much so that all the scabs and the scars I slashed through damage and harm on the back of my arms acted as medals of valor for how you patched them. I try not to miss you, but I have to, and I know it's bad to, only because it doesn't bring you back but subtracts you from the present we once managed to grasp to. I think of all the things you taught me, moving through the minutes like I wade through your coffin. I'll breathe life to you, and when I wanna die, I think of what is left here to write to you.
And that's why I'm an open book. The dead teach us the way death don't look,
so we don't mistake earthquakes for the end of the world. And if I shipwrecked a decade with mistakes and stress, I'm still left with many tens of days on deck. I've gotta face them, figure out a way to get through. I face them, a responsibility I owe to you. You're in my breast and my tendons, I'm holding you.
For the younger me who never gets to see an older you.
For the only you, warm flesh point of view. I wake up, crawl out of bed, still living. I get to see the world another day, real privilege. I know all the moments we shared exist. I needed them to be prepared for this. Thanks.